Welcome to the conversation, everybody. It's John Orr's show, and I'm subbing in today. My name's John Stevenson, and I pop up on a couple of shows here on KMUN, and I sometimes sub in on this one. I wanted to preface the show with a few things. One is the recognition of the tragedy in New Zealand, and it puts a damper on perky, happy radio, which is pretty much what we know. But if it gets happy, we're still carrying the weight of that tragedy and what it means and what it will mean. Okay, it is still pledge drive till noon today, and we've got a matching grant, a generous one from Harriet Baskus. And if we make 200, she's going to pitch in 200, and that'll put us to our goal for this program. So 503-325-0010 if you want to call to contribute to the station, or if you want to talk on the radio about our topic today, or you can do both. 503-325-0010. In the spirit of Pledge Drive and a lot of the things that go on here at KMU, and our topic today is volunteerism. And it can be far-ranging or anecdotal, but if you have a comment or like to say something to the listenership about volunteering and what it has meant to you or what you think it is, anything related to that, give us a call, and you can tell everybody in our listenership what you think about volunteering. I think a good working definition of volunteerism is the time and effort one makes towards a community cause without financial remuneration. That doesn't mean that there aren't other good things, things that make you feel good that come back when you volunteer and is sort of your pay for it. Whether or not that's the motivation or the inspiration for doing it, I don't know. But there is a reward. And I think, my own impression of the area here is that volunteerism is an active part of life in our community. And it cuts through all age groups. And it would appear to me that people who have reached retirement and have a lot of more time than folks that are still doing it every day have really jumped to the fore in our community and volunteer in multiple causes. Not quite so easy for a working family where the mom and dad work and the kids go to school and they're generally busy. But even those people and those kids can find ways to volunteer for causes that they feel strongly about. Nationally, volunteerism in America is a positive story, and it's on the upswing. And we've got some statistics that you might find interesting. We are 503-325-0010 if you want to call in and give your commentary on what you think about volunteering or your own experience with it. The lines are open. So give us a call. Here's some interesting data.
That's right, John. The Corporation for National and Community Service did a study, and that's the agency that oversees AmeriCorps and SeniorCorps. And some of the key findings in their studies were that parents volunteer at rates nearly 48% higher than non-parents, and working mothers give more time than any other demographic with a volunteer rate of 46.7%. Generation X has the highest rate of volunteering, while baby boomers are giving more hours of service. Millennials are stepping up to do more in Utah and the District of Columbia. Veterans are among the most neighborly Americans. Thank you, veterans. They do something positive for the neighborhood, spend time with and do favors for their neighbors, and donate to charity at higher rates than their civilian counterparts. Veterans in New Hampshire and Virginia are volunteering more than in other states. And so here's a list of the states that are doing the best. Americans in Utah report the highest rate of volunteering at 51%. holding the top spot among states, followed by Minnesota at 45.1%. Oregon, 43.2%, climbed from the 13th ranked state to the third, and is joined by Iowa, 41.5%, and Alaska, 40.6%, also new to the top five. Should I go on?
Well, that's interesting, and it's an optimistic report, talking about the karmatic rewards of volunteering, just reading that and hearing that.
Here's one more that's a good one. One in three volunteers raises funds for nonprofits. That's 36%. Additional volunteer activities include food donation and meal preparation, transportation and labor support, tutoring young people, serving as a mentor, and lending professional and management expertise.
Yep. And here's something coincidental. April 7th through the 13th is National Volunteer Week. And specifically, Clatsop County is welcoming students and families are all welcome to volunteer for positions with Clatsop County Volunteers. Only condition is you got to be 16 years old. That's for a formal, organized volunteer effort. But parents with kids under 16 can do all sorts of things personally around the neighborhood. And that's always good to see. High school and college students can earn credit by volunteering in the county. College students in a work-study program are also excellent candidates for volunteer positions in Clatsop. And families and groups benefit from volunteering as a team in one of our adopting programs, such as Adopt a Road or Adopt a Park. Adults can participate in local government by joining an advisory group or committee. This is an organized commentary from the county, but to become a volunteer in this way, you can download the application form from Clatsop County, send it in, fax it. You can also call the volunteer coordinator to request application materials. That's 325-1000, or stop by the department where you'd like to volunteer and request this application. So the county, and if you have experience this way that you'd like to comment on, give us a call. But Clatsop County's got it together, it would appear, about programs for those that would like to volunteer at the level that they can.
And I think it's worth jumping in to say that Clatsop County is just one of the five counties that the stations of Coast Community Radio serve. And so, you know, hopefully you would be prompted to visit your county's website, whether you're in Wikiakum or Pacific, Tillamook, Columbia, and find out some of those volunteer opportunities as well. We have volunteer opportunities at the station here. This is a great time to say thanks to our many, many volunteers. Over 130 volunteers help make this station go, including the ones that are by the phones now and ready to take a call with a pledge of support at 503-325-0010. We hope that you'll help us just button up this pledge drive that's ending at noon today and become a new member or become a sustaining member or just give a one-time donation. So thank you for your support, members and donors and volunteers. And this is another good time to say, why don't you give us a call and let us know what you think are some really good volunteer opportunities in your neck of the woods. And so if you live in Wikiakum County and you volunteer for an organization and you know that they could use a little more help, why don't you give us a call and let's talk about it?
Yeah, this isn't limited to just Clatsop if you're in Columbia or where Graham said. We'd love to hear it. And I think listeners right now would love to hear stories of what you've experienced as a volunteer and how it went, how it was organized, and the personal reward that you feel you received that either keeps you going as a volunteer or might inspire others that you'd be talking to here on the air to join volunteers. I think we got a call coming in.
I think we had one, but we might have lost it. And so if you wanted to call and get on the air, please do give us a ring back. Sorry about that. We will catch it this next time.
We're on it. And the rewards for volunteering can be surprising and unexpected. I've got a story which I find a little bit funny, is that I'm a high school baseball umpire as a sideline. And I thought it was a volunteer position, and I went quite a ways in the process and then found out I was getting paid for it. So lo and behold, it was a spiritual reward, and they paid me for it. And I didn't expect it, so I feel it's okay to take it.
You know, one of the nice things about volunteering, too, is that if time is something that you can give, that is valuable to the organization in more ways than one. And currently, the state of Oregon considers a volunteer's time to be worth a little over $24 an hour. And so, depending on what you're doing, those organizations can claim volunteer hours as a sort of in-kind income, which can be really helpful to those organizations.
Yeah, and that, if you were not volunteering, that organization would have to pay that price for the work you're doing. And it's a way to measure how valuable your time is as a volunteer. So we're at 503-325-0010. I think we've got a call coming in. We'll see if we can, if it all works.
Yep, we've got a call. Can you hear us?
Hello.
And we had a call.
Don't give up. Call back.
Yep.
The stats that Graham gave, if we were to condense them down nationally to a simple stat, is that volunteering in America is at a higher level than it's been. It's difficult to measure nationally, and that statistic comes from a couple of years ago. But, you know, don't get despondent about the state of things in America. The fact that volunteering is on the rise, hopefully for efforts that are positive, that's some good news about our country.
So we've got that same caller calling back. We are going to try to get them back on the air here momentarily, waiting for them to get transferred in.
It should work. It's worked before.
And it'll work again.
If you've got a story, give us a call. I had talked about what's going on in Clatsop County, and if you've got information on initiatives taking place in other counties, give us a call and let us know. This can also be a recruitment drive if you've got a project for a volunteer project that you're coordinating. This would be a good place to reach out and try and do some recruitment for your project.
All right, caller, are you there?
I am here.
Hi there.
Hi, guys.
We got you.
Hey, it's Lynn Marie, a little north of the...
Well, hey, Lynn Marie, how are you today?
Yeah, good. Hanging out here in my little...
Do you have us on speakerphone?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, you sound good now. So what's your comment or question for us, Lynn Marie?
Well, I just wanted to say, first of all, yay, Coast Community Radio. Absolutely. I would always say that.
Absolutely.
And, yeah. And secondly, the biggest piece that I see and why I have been not only a volunteer course for the station, but for a host of organizations over nearly 25 years, is that I can't think of a better way, and this ties in with the current, the newsletter from the station, to build connections. Having recently moved to a whole new community, it didn't take but a couple of months because of raising my hand and saying, hey, I can make a difference with that. In my own corner of the world, setting, not ignoring or disregarding atrocities and suffering around the world, only to say that where I am is where I found I can make the most difference.
I'm glad you brought up the last issue of The Current. The Current is the newsletter that Coast Community Radio puts out quarterly. It's got lots of great info on it. And the last issue's theme was that community is the antidote to loneliness. And so we explore the ways in which that's true and the ways in which volunteering and being a part of your community can solve some of those problems that we face as individuals, like loneliness.
Yeah, that's right. And as the research advances, particularly with those of us who are in that aging demographic, myself being one of them,
technically we're all aging.
Isolation is so deadly. It is just a deadly thing, and right up there with cigarette smoking and never moving around. So, you know, that's a powerful case for get out there and get connected.
Yep, it's a healthy piece of life for sure.
So, Lynn-Marie, you're in a new neighborhood, and how did you like going to a new neighborhood, being in a, you know, being the new person and not knowing everybody? How did you get started in the new neighborhood with your volunteer spirit?
Well, first place I showed up was our local library in Manzanita. North Tillamook Library, built and funded completely by volunteers. And so I showed up and said, hey, I just moved to Wheeler. Wow, I want to be a friend of the library. What do you got cooking? You know, it's pretty simple. The other thing, and this is a plug for the station, shameless, the other thing I did was I walked in with 10 copies of the current at that time last summer, and said, hey, do you know what? I'm a volunteer with the radio station. And they were like, do you know Joanne Rideout? No, really, it was the first thing they said.
We get that a lot.
And so finding that place of connection, just starting a conversation and remembering these are my new neighbors. These are the people I need to get to know. I want them to get to know me. So that was how it started. It just went on from there.
That's tremendous. And libraries as a focal point where, if I could just pause for a second and talk about libraries, there's a lot of conversation going on now about the evils of socialism. And this is not what our founders intended, but our founders, God bless them, were instrumental in setting up libraries or promoting libraries in every town in America. And if you visit cities and towns across the country, you'll find one of the oldest and one of the nicest buildings typically is the town's library. And I think it's a real, followed by the post office probably in the older towns, that they really, the PO, our capitalist founders, first thing they did was socialize mail delivery. And typically in each town, the library and the PO are amongst the nicest buildings. So it's a great place to start if you're wondering, and Lynn's testimony that way is valid, I think.
Hey, Lynn-Marie, thank you so much for the call. We've got a couple other on the line. Is it okay if we bring someone else on the air?
Absolutely. Great drive. Awesome job, guys. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Lynn-Marie.
Just a comment for Lynn-Marie. When she was at the station up here, she did a tremendous act of volunteering, which was to, at a dime a shot, raise over $1,000 in bottle returns. And it's not easy. If you've ever gone to the machines and tried to fight with them, usually after the fourth or fifth bottle, the thing breaks and you got to go get somebody who hates to do it. But that was a hell of a thing. And God bless her for that.
Absolutely. Hey, we've got another call. Welcome to the conversation. What's your name?
It's Susie McCleary.
Well, hey, Susie, what's your comment or question?
Hi. My question? I don't have a question. I was just going to comment about the volunteer bit. Where?
Fire away.
There you are.
Yeah, let's hear that comment.
That's funny. It's recorded, huh?
You need to turn your radio down. We're on a delay.
Oh, all right. Well, anyway, I was just going to say that volunteering really is a seed that's planted early when you're younger. And I think the younger, the better. But I know there are many youth who do volunteer. And I have to say Dylan started out as a volunteer, and I think that's one example. I started out as a volunteer at KMUN and then later became hired. But I wanted to say my parents were volunteers way before I understood what it was all about. One would be the United Way. Another would be the Women's Democratic Situations or whatever it was, the Junior League, they called it, okay? And then the Junior League supported a thrift shop, and so then the people who helped out in the community would also help out there. And, of course, the monies would go to help people who were in need of support. And, you know, this was really much expected, I think. My parents expected everybody did this. So when we raised our young, we were volunteers, and I hope my children will get to it. I've not seen a whole lot of that in their lives, but I know that we all need to lead the way. So I'm just saying, whether it would be the Boy Scouts or the Girl Scouts or the Eagle Scouts or somehow in the community, the food bank, all these situations that need help, we all need to give a piece of our time. And that's all. I just say my parents were really good examples, and I think we all need to be a good example for our youth today.
That's a good story, Susie, and I think the idea of imparting that value on the next generation sort of ensures that it will continue for generations in the future.
Right. The United Way, for instance, you know, was a great organization still going today. My dad was head of that organization. He was a deacon in the church and things like this. You know, and I didn't understand exactly what volunteer meant back then when I was growing up, but they certainly implanted those values in us, and I think we all need to do that for other young people to set an example.
Good point, Susie. Thanks for checking in.
And the more the merrier.
I wanted
Thanks, Susie.
It's still a pledge drive, and I wanted to thank Lynn and Peggy from Ocean Beach for renewing their sustaining membership, and thanks to Harriet Baskus for her challenge grant for this program. If we can raise 200, Harriet's going to pitch in 200. And thanks loads for that, Landon, Peggy, and Harriet. We got some more calls.
Yes, another caller. What's your name?
Chris. I'm calling to talk about the need for volunteers to fill a lot of open slots on different committees and boards around the county. I serve on a couple of boards, and I won't really name them, but I attended a meeting yesterday that's put on by a group called the Special Districts Association of Oregon, and it's a nonprofit that trains people in various matters that have to do with being a better board member on either a nonprofit or an elected position. And in that room, there were a few people from other special districts, and myself included. We're all kind of older people, and everybody there agreed that it's hard to get young people to sit on these various boards because they're busy with their lives and so on, but that we really need the youth, the younger people, and by younger, I mean 40 or under, or even 50 or under, on these boards so that they have enough time there and experience that they can make these boards function well into the future. A lot of us are, you know, we're only going to be there another couple of years, and these boards do a lot of work around the county. And in fact, when you think about it, these volunteer positions, most of them are totally unpaid, they keep our government costs really inexpensive. If we had to start paying people to administrate our fire districts and our sewer districts and all our water districts and other parts of these special districts and other governmental functions, our cost would be really tremendous. And so volunteering has that positive side of keeping your taxes low and being directly involved in making a difference, making decisions about how things work. And right now, I'll just mention one other thing and then I can get off, but right now the county is getting ready to revise our whole comprehensive planning document for the county. And they're looking for volunteers to apply for citizen advisory committees in 6 different parts of the county. And they got 30 applicants so far, and they've picked teams for a few. few of those six areas, but nobody from Seaside area applied. And these are looking for people outside of the cities themselves in the unincorporated areas. And the Clatsop Plains is also short on people in those committees. So if anybody's interested, they should contact the County Planning Department, and they can get an application there and join the club and rewrite the comprehensive plan for the county, which is probably going to be in effect for another 10 years after it's completed.
Well, Chris, those are all really excellent comments. And what I want you to do is email me, graham@coastradio.org, with some of those details so that we can keep them on file here. And that way, if anyone calls us wanting to know more about it, I can direct them.
Great.
Can you send me an email?
Yep. I'll do that, and I'll get off at this point and let you continue on with your show.
Sounds good. That's graham@coastradio.org. Thanks, Chris.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Well, that was a great call, and what he said makes a lot of sense. There's a lot of positions of responsibility. There is a need for younger folks to step up and be willing to help steer the ship. Coast Community Radio is just one microcosm of that, and I see those workings of how a staff and a volunteer board can work together. We also have a community advisory board, just like the community, the Citizens Advice Council, I think he said it was. Sounds like a very similar idea, and that's just another great way that you can get involved as a volunteer.
Yeah, and he brought up a good point about how volunteers keep our taxes low. Graham had a statistic, a national statistic, that it would cost us $25 an hour per person to if we had to pay all these things, and you can imagine what that would do to the tax bill.
So we're getting close to the top of the hour. We've got another call. Thanks for calling. What's your comment or question?
Hi, my name is Robert. I'm calling from Ocean Park. My wife and I operate a nonprofit organization called Do Goodniks. And Do Goodniks helps about 30 different nonprofits on the Long Beach Peninsula. And we do all kinds of things. We help the schools and the food banks and all kinds of other organizations. An example, this morning at 11, we go for about the 40th time to an assisted living facility in Clipson Beach, and we present music and stories. And it's a volunteered effort to get the patrons of the Golden Sands to talk to each other and to listen to music and to get engaged with each other. That's one of many things we've done over the last 20 years living here on the Long Beach Peninsula.
Well, that sounds great, and I invite you as well to email me, graham@coastradio.org, with those details so that we can keep you on file. And this is actually maybe a good moment to mention that at the station, Susan and I have been planning a new campaign where we create promos for nonprofits that are offered to area nonprofits for free of charge. So,
very good. I'll keep that in mind. It's graham@coastradio.org. I'll be in touch with you. We have lots of ideas and time we can commit to helping others.
Yeah, and I think that the radio station is in a particularly good position to help direct volunteers to a good fit if they decide that the radio station is not for them, or they already volunteer at the station and are looking for other opportunities. So we want to sort of be that center of the wheel that extends out into the community in all directions.
That's one of the reasons we've pitched as far as the pledge drive is KMUN strives, and I think to a degree has become the epicenter for this sort of stuff in our listening area. So,
oh, yeah.
And we're proud to do that. We consider that an essential aspect of our mission.
Well, if we were to be paid $25 an hour. My wife and I could have retired a long time ago.
Yeah. Well, you've got a reward in a different way, I suppose.
Yes, it's wonderful to do it.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for that call.
Yes, indeed.
Take care. You've been listening to The Conversation on Coast Community Radio. We've got just a couple of minutes until the top of the hour when we go into headline news, followed by Friday Folk with Albert. After which we will be capping off our spring membership drive for 2019. And I want to get a jump and say thank you to everyone who has called so far and offered their support for this community resource that so many consider invaluable. It gives everyone on staff and everyone on the volunteer roster here an immense amount of personal satisfaction to do what we do, knowing that the community appreciates it and that we do provide a service that a lot of people benefit from. So if you want to chime in here in the last minute of the show, either with a donation or a quick comment about volunteerism, 503-325-0010. We'll try to get you on the air before the top of the hour. And until then, I'll let you know that you're listening to KMUN Astoria, 91.9 FM, KTCB Tillamook, 89.5 FM, streaming on the web at coastradio.org, and on a mobile device using the TuneIn or Simple Radio app. Here's a quick look at the weather for the Lower Columbia Pacific region. Today, mostly sunny, high near 55. Enjoy it. Tonight, partly cloudy, low around 40. And Saturday, partly sunny, again a high near 55. Saturday night, mostly cloudy, low around 40. And Sunday, sunny with a high near 60. Spring has sprung. John, do you have any last thoughts about volunteerism for us?
Well, just in the context of what KMUN is and our goals and the idea of volunteerism in our listening area and being the source to provide information or to gather folks together, there's 120 volunteers that are are connected with KMUN in a variety of roles, and we just think that's one of the most valuable aspects of KMUN is that we can be the pivot point or the epicenter for this sort of stuff in the listening area. And some of the volunteers in KMUN are full-time volunteers. That's what they do with their lives. And it's not 40 hours a week. It's more than that. And it's a great thing to observe and be involved in.